Amen. Well, good morning, Hope College. Our story this morning comes on the heels of the Last Supper, that Thursday night meal where Jesus first takes the bread and breaks it, first raises the cup and blesses it. He gives these gifts of food and drink to the disciples, and they eat and drink until they are full on the slices of love-baked forgiveness and sips of sweet-pressed grace. And after this meal, the ragtag group of disciples, they sing a hymn, and then they follow their leader out to the Mount of Olives. And it's here where we pick up our story in the text. Matthew 26, verse 31. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters because of me this night. For it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will scatter. But after I am raised up, I will go ahead of you to Galilee.' Peter said to him, 'Though all become deserters because of you, I will never desert you.' Jesus said to him, 'Truly I tell you, this very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. And Peter said to him, 'Even though I must die with you, I will never deny you.' And so said all of the disciples. After this, Jesus and the disciples walk a little ways down the mount to the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus prays faithfully while the rest nod off to sleep. And only minutes after the prayers and snores have come to an end, Jesus is arrested, betrayed by one of his own. He's taken to the house of Caiaphas, the high priest, and put on trial. And now we pick up back in our text with the disciple Peter, who has followed Jesus to the trial at a safe distance. Matthew 26, 69. Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. A servant girl came to him and said, "You also were with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied it before all of them, saying, "I do not know what you are talking about." When he went out to the porch, another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystanders, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." Again, he denied it with an oath, "I do not know the man." After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Certainly you are also one of them, for your accent betrays you." Then he began to curse, and he swore an oath, "I do not know the man." At that moment, the cock crowed. Then Peter remembered what Jesus had said, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly. This is the word of the Lord. And Peter the rock said to the Lord, "Though all become deserters, I will never desert you." He was so sure of it, that ragtag disciple from Capernaum with a big mouth and eager spirit. He would not desert Jesus. He would not deny him. Peter, of course, was the first to be called. "Follow me," Jesus had said. "Put down your nets, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately, Peter dropped his life's work and followed him. And now, right after Jesus had said, "Take, eat, and drink from this, all of you," he completely changes his tone. He shifts from sharing the forgiveness of the covenant around the table to the accusation of abandonment on the mountain. You will all become deserters because of me this night, he said. But Peter won't have it. He is Jesus' disciple, faithful and true. He protests and declares his loyalty. And Peter, the rock, said to the Lord, though all become deserters, I will never desert you. He was so sure of it, that ragtag disciple from Capernaum. Peter would not desert Jesus. He had already doubted him once, and he wouldn't do it again. That time had been an early morning. He and the other disciples were on a boat in the middle of the sea when Jesus came walking by. Peter cried out, Lord, if it's you, command me to come out to you on the waters. Oops. His big mouth and eager spirit had gotten ahead of him. But Jesus said, come. And so Peter stepped out anyway, his feet firmly on top of the glassy waves. But when he felt the strong sea breeze against his face, he began to sink. Lord, save me, he shouted. And Jesus did just that. And now, Peter stands in the courtyard outside, warming up by a fire in the dark hours of the night. He had followed Jesus to the high priest's house at a distance after Judas had found them in the garden. While Jesus is arrested and accused inside, a servant girl approaches Peter, and then later another. Both times, the girls claim Peter was with Jesus, the Galilean from Nazareth. And both times, Peter denies it. But Peter the rock had said to the Lord, though all become deserters, I will never desert you. He had been so sure of it, that ragtag disciple, when Jesus had asked the group, who do you say that the Son of Man is? Who do you say that I am? Others had said John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, and more. But Peter, with his big mouth and eager spirit, shouted, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. In response to his bold naming of Christ, Jesus gave Peter his name. You are Peter the Rock, he said. And no one missed the wordplay. Peter, piedra, Petra, a rock, steady, solid, and firm. On you, the rock, I will build my church, Jesus had proclaimed. But now, at the accusing words of two young girls, Peter, the rock, begins to crack and crumble. His heart races as the crowd creeps near and whispers start to rumor. The bystanders surround him and accuse, certainly you are also one of them. And Peter, frustrated and distraught, curses and swears for the third time. I do not know the man. The cock crows in the distance, and Peter remembers his own words. But Peter the rock had said to the Lord, though all become deserters, I will never desert you. He had been so sure of it, but Jesus was not. The Lord had predicted this moment, and Peter had called him a liar. His big mouth and eager spirit had gotten ahead of him once more. Why didn't he trust Jesus' own words? Peter knows who Jesus is. He had seen the majesty and glory of Jesus in the Transfiguration up on that mountain just months before. He had witnessed Jesus himself with a face that shone like the sun and clothes that were dazzling white. He had overheard the conversation between this transfigured Christ and the prophets of ancient times, Moses and Elijah. He had heard the voice from heaven say, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." But now, Peter runs out of the courtyard, falls to his knees, and weeps bitterly. That ragtag disciple broken, tears of guilt and shame running down his cheeks. He had not listened to Jesus. He had denied him. He had deserted him. And that's where our text from this morning leaves us, though we know the story is not yet finished. There's a trial, a conviction, and a crucifixion, a death, a burial, and a resurrection. But we leave Peter, that ragtag disciple with a big mouth and eager spirit, the rock on which Jesus built his church. We leave him crying, alone, as one in need of forgiveness. Only hours before this, immediately before our passage, Peter had chewed and sipped on the gifts of the covenant, on love and grace in loaf and wine. And now, I imagine that he wished he could have just one more taste. This one Thursday night in Peter's life was one of great forgiveness around the communion table, and also one of great denials in the outside courtyard. And this part is important. It happened in that order. Peter was given the bread, Jesus' body broken, and passed the cup of forgiveness before Jesus spoke the words, "You will all become deserters." Jesus, knowing his disciples would desert him, gave the gifts of the bread and the cup to all of them anyway. Friends, we are like Peter. We are a ragtag group of people, some with big mouths and eager spirits, others with shy eyes and humble hearts, and still others with open ears and fierce passions. No matter who we are, though, we are like Peter, speaking in his cadence. Though Peter the Rock said to the Lord, "Though all become deserters, I will never desert you." We're so sure of it, but we do it anyway. We mess up. We fall short. We tear other people down with our words. We push away people and problems instead of confronting them in love. We act in ways that don't match our words or our beliefs. We consistently break promises to those that we love. And like Peter, we focus on our own desires, our own fears. We focus on ourselves. We deny Jesus. We've all become deserters. And yet Jesus gives the gift of his body and blood, broken and blessed, so that we may live. We accept these communion gifts of the bread and the cup. And friends, we eat and drink until we are full on the slices of love-baked forgiveness and sips of sweet-pressed grace. And Jesus gives us these gifts knowing that we will mess up, that we'll fall short, that we'll deny him, that we will desert him. And Peter the Rock said to the Lord, "Though all become deserters, I will never desert you." But Peter's unfaithful words to Jesus become Jesus' faithful words to us. The very last words in the very last sentence of the very last chapter of the Gospel of Matthew are these, spoken by Jesus to his ragtag group of disciples. "And remember," he says, "I am with you always, to the very end of the age." And Peter the Rock said to the Lord, "Though all become deserters, I will never desert you." But Jesus the Lord says to us, "No. Though you are all deserters, I am the one who will never desert you." Friends, though we mess up, though we fall short, though we deny Christ, though we all become deserters, Jesus is always with us. Amen. Go in peace.